your phone, and it's time to go.
Go. You feel me?
Catch you next week.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
What's going on, everybody? It's Slay Diddy, a.k.a. Professor Slay, a.k.a. Mr. WGXE, and you are listening to WGXE Acre 90.7 FM and WGXE.org. Listen in, y'all.
Monday, April 12th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the radio at WGXE. At 7 a.m. on the All Together Now show, Jen Benson, the Riverkeeper Volunteer and Outreach Coordinator, talks about the 10th Annual Riverkeeper Sweep on May 1st, where everyone pitches in to help clean up the Hudson River. At noon, after the local news, it's time for the Deep Three show with Teresa Wong, Carlos Ramirez, Charles Lloyd, and others. There's new music at 2 p.m. from the Vital Weekly show, including tracks from Chio Aka, Emido Kunst, and Nina De Henny. The Radio Art Hour at 3 p.m. tunes in Scanner, Neurotransmitter, Barbara S. and Peggy Awish, and Joan Schumann. At 8 p.m. on the Ear Candy Show, Greenville's Broad Monkel talks with drummers Alan Evans and Eric Binder in between the beats. And at 10 p.m. on the Foxy Podcast Show, Graham Lamkin of The Shadow Ring is the guest until midnight on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, radio for open ears.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Art Omai in Kent, New York. Open daily from dawn until dusk. Art Omai Sculpture and Architecture Park presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Now accepting advance registrations for visits on weekends and select holidays. Information at artomai.org.
WGXE is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Blanche Mackey Photography of Craryville, New York. WGXE's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXE as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. Become a WGXE sustaining supporter today. Go to WGXE.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Amelia. I'm a student at Columbia Greene Community College, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Mishuda, 19 years old, and I'm also from Hudson.
I'm Fatia, and I'm also from Hudson. I'm 7 years old.
And we're here every week talking about books.
Books we love.
Books we hate. Bookish things.
And that's what we'll do today. We have so many of us.
By the way, I'm Georgia. I'm also from Hudson.
Oh.
Near Hudson.
Did we skip you? Oh, no. I thought you were gone. We knew you were here. All right. Well, so Georgia is also with us today. And Georgia will also be talking about books.
Yes.
Yay.
Bookish things.
Or bookish things.
And bookish.
Who wants to get us started today?
I guess I'll start.
I've been reading a book for class. It's called Circe. It's by Madeline Miller. And I am really surprised by how much I like it. I usually do not like books that I have to read for class, but I've actually had to struggle not to read ahead for this one. It's very, very good.
What's it about?
So it is about, if you've ever read the Odyssey, there's a point in the Odyssey where Odysseus is stuck on an island with a nymph for a very long time, the nymph named Circe. This is basically a retelling of that, but it is all from Circe's perspective. It talks about her growing up as a daughter of a god, but not really a god herself. Her eventually getting banished to an island where she meets Odysseus. And I am a little more than halfway through it at the moment, and it's very, very good.
That's a nice change of pace, liking something you're reading for school.
Yeah, it is. It is very nice. It's no ragtime, that's for sure.
Yeah. Perhaps it'll be a Great Gatsby.
Or Old Man in the Sea.
Well, no, not Old Man in the Sea.
No. Honestly, Odysseus is more like Old Man in the Sea. The only exciting thing about Odysseus is that there are monsters in it and not just a fish. But no, Circe is very interesting. It's very fun.
Glad you're enjoying that. I've heard good things, but I have not read it myself.
So I guess I'll go next. So after I share my book, I have a little thing that I'd like to show or talk about to radio listeners. So my book is Meg Jo Bethanamy, which is a graphic novel, modern retelling of Little Women. It's nice. It's a very modern take on a classic, and it's very, very, very different from the original, but still has the same kind of core. And it was made to celebrate the 150th anniversary of Little Women. And I like this book because the colors are very bright and the art is very, very satisfying to look at. Just like kind of big shapes, but also have some sort of detail. It's very satisfying. And also the story is just really good. I recommend this for children ages maybe 11, 12, or 13. I'm 10, but I think I like read it when I was 8, and I think I was a little too young for it then. I think I'm probably still a little too young for it, but I still really like it. I think it's good for ages, like, actually, I'm not really too young for it anymore. I think it's good for ages 10, 11, 12, 13, like a kind of tween years and early teen. It's a really good book, and I can read the description. Meg, Joe, Beth, and Amy are having a really tough year. Not only is their father overseas with the military and their mother working overtime to make ends meet, but each girl is struggling with their own unique problems. Whether it's school woes, health issues, boy troubles, or simply feeling lost, the March sisters all need the same thing, support from each other. By coming together and sharing lots of laughs and tears, these four young women find the courage to discover who they truly are as individuals and as family.
I have a question for you.
Yes?
I think whenever people talk about Little Women, they often ask which sister you relate the most to. Is there a character that you relate the most to in the book or that you like the most?
Well, I've never read the actual book. I think this is very different.
Oh, okay.
But out of this book, it's really hard to choose. I don't really relate to any of them because I haven't really gone through the hard things that they've been through. Mm-hmm. The one I like the most, it's really hard to choose that too. I don't have a least favorite. I don't have a favorite. All of them are equal.
That's nice.
And the thing that I wanted to share or describe for radio listeners is, so I really all of their books just fell off.
Oh no.
But I really, 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 really love Legos. There's a special part called Lego Friends, and I really like Lego Friends. They're just Legos, but they're geared more toward girls because, like, the regular Legos, they have some sets geared toward girls. They just don't. Most of them are geared toward boys. So I really like Lego Friends. And so I made a new room for one of my favorite Lego Friends characters, Olivia. And so she's really smart. So in her room, I'm making a giant bookcase. I made a giant bookcase. I filled it with like pictured Lego tiles, which are really Beat Bits in a Lego video set. Lego videos, it's really complicated to explain on a short time period, but Lego video is really fun. Anyways, the Beat Bits from it, I doubled them as books. For any radio listeners who like Lego video and Legos, it's really easy. Just double the Beat Bits as books. And so all the Beat Bits are pictured, so they can read all they want. I have 16 Beat Bits, so my Legos have 16 books. And they read a lot. A lot, a lot, a lot. Right now, Chloe is reading a book about hip-hop.
Does Olivia have a favorite book?
Olivia tends to like... I guess she likes the one about... I'm just pretending it's called Beach Story. That's her favorite.
Okay. That's pretty fun. Little things are fun to play with.
Yes, I love little things. I'm the little things queen.
That's really cool. Well, while you're putting together their bookshelf again, maybe we can hear from Mashuda or Fatia.
Oh, I already put it back together. It's so easy.
I have a poem. It's Things You Can Control by Kellum LP Gunners. Things you can control. Your beliefs, your attitude, your thoughts, your perspective, how honest you are, who your friends are, what books you read, how often you exercise, the type of food you eat, how many risks you take, how kind you are to others, how you interpret situations, how kind you are to yourself, how often you say, I love you, how often you say, thank you, how you express your feelings, whether or not you ask for help, how often you practice gratitude, how many times you smile today, the amount of effort you put forth, how you spend, invest your money, how much time you spend worrying, how often you think about your past, whether or not you judge other people, whether or not you try again after a setback, how much you appreciate the things you have. So it's like, that just spoke to me because yesterday I saw a movie and it was a Hindi movie and it was a boy who like was an orphan and he always wanted to be a cricketer, but then because he was an orphan, everyone just made fun of him and always put him down. But then that was his dream to be a famous cricketer. And, you know, he just, so then his dream came true because he was always true to himself and he was always nice to others. So it just, his dream just follow along with him because he didn't need to do anything because he's good-hearted, inside and out. And then reading that poem, because, I'm really into poems these days. I don't know why. I'm into poems than books right now. And so it just spoke to me. And, that's how life is. And you should just let others, negative people, do negative things. And you should just be, yourself. And you should not let others affect you. And because you're just nice, automatically good things will happen to you because you're good and you're doing good to other people. You're not spreading negativity. And so it's just, that was a good lesson. And Fatia is ready.
This book is about insects.
That's called Mini Beasts, right? Cool. Who's on the cover? We've got a ladybug. Ladybugs are so cool looking.
What I don't understand is that there are male ladybugs. I mean, they're called ladybugs. They should all be ladies.
Well, I guess a male person could dress up like a lady. So maybe it's like the ladybug looks ladylike, but maybe even some of the female ladybugs are not ladies or don't identify as ladies. They're like, don't you call me a lady. I'm a ladybug, but I'm not a lady. So what did you want to tell us about the book, Fatia?
This is an auto page. Come on down and meet some creeping.
Like tarantula.
Right? I hate those spiders.
You hate tarantulas?
Don't tell me what kind of spiders.
I feel bad for tarantulas.
Do you like them?
I do. I wouldn't want to like wake up with one crawling on me, but I think they're really cool looking, and I think they get a bad rap because they're a giant furry spider. Although I don't think they're technically furry, but they look furry.
I'm not going to even touch that page. I touched it. It's like that was real.
It's like a life-size tarantula in that book. So I get the tarantula is your least favorite bug in the book. Do you have a favorite bug in the book?
I'm going to check.
Do you like most bugs or do you dislike most bugs? Oh, you like the butterfly?
Yeah, the butterfly bug is my favorite.
Yeah, they're pretty.
Best friend.
Oh, that's nice. They're very pretty. And they're helpful. They, you know, spread the pollen.
Isn't it a snake or something?
No, it's a centipede.
What's a centipede? Is it this?
Centipedes have a lot of legs.
Yeah.
Some of them have infinity legs.
That seems like a pretty cool book.
Okay. Funny, because they can sting me everywhere in my head, everywhere.
I find that bees mostly don't sting. It's only if they feel threatened.
I think honeybees are unrecognized. They're like how you described tarantulas, Emily. They're just nicer.
Yeah.
Wasps are the awful ones. Wasps are terrible. They don't even pollinate anything. They're just angry.
Wasps and yellow jackets.
Yeah. I like the little bees, the little ones. I really like the fluffy ones. The fluffy ones are so cute. But I don't
think those are honeybees.
Wasps. Yeah, those ones. They're just chilling. They don't do anything, and they'll die if they sting you, but wasps can sting you multiple times. For no reason whatsoever.
What's up, Fatia?
Fatia wants to talk about like how she learned how butterflies grow.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, because like last year when I was at first grade, I saw a like rainbow, how like a what's it called again?
Caterpillar?
Yeah, caterpillars when we, because it was a the mama caterpillar made its eggs that we watched for the whole entire day. We each got turns watching this over and over again. And then the caterpillar grows so much. Like I was so scared to hold it because I thought it was going to break me. And then Peyton Rose, she did it.
Yeah, her friend.
Mm-hmm.
And like teacher hold a caterpillar. Then it flied to a different world. I mean, a different
It flew to a different world?
Yeah.
Into a different country.
Probably went to Mexico.
Mexico?
Probably.
I forgot about that. I think so.
I know there's some butterflies that...
Now I really miss it.
Go to Mexico. But then they make their way back. But I can't remember if the ones that go make it back or if it's their offspring that make it back. That I can't remember. I haven't studied monarchs in a while.
This one looks exactly like the one. This one. It just looks like exactly like this butterfly.
The one in the book? Looks like the one that you had in school?
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
I think it is the one.
I think bugs are pretty cool. There's so many different kinds. They all look so different.
You know what bug I'm really creeped out of? Usually I'm fine with bugs. I hate wasps and yellow jackets. My absolute worst nightmare, praying mantises.
Really? I love them.
I hate them. And what's so annoying is that since I don't really live, I live in Ghent, about 15 minutes away from Hudson. So we live like no sidewalks or anything, just like grass and stuff. So two times I almost touched a praying mantis. The praying mantis was like 1 foot long both times.
Wait, what? That's really big. I've never heard, oh, a foot?
1 foot.
I don't think they get that big, do they?
It looked that big. It looked like the size, about the size of my head.
Wow. Like, some of them can get pretty large. Most of the ones out in the wild kind of just aren't that big, but they're pretty big bugs. Mm-hmm. I think they're cute.
Oh, and you do not want to know how they have your babies. And I think that cute feeling will fade away once I tell you.
Oh, I know. I know that they're... See, I've talked about this before. And I know praying mantises, I think, are endangered. And I've always thought that, hey, maybe they wouldn't be endangered if all the males didn't die. Like, yeah. Because the females eat the males. That's what they do.
They don't.
I thought always. It was that the females, what happens is that the females kill the males, lay its eggs in the male's dead head, and then eat the body.
That's a wasp thing. That's a wasp thing. Wasps are terrible. I told you. Wasps are horrible.
I thought that's what the praying mantises did.
No. They'll just eat the father. They'll just eat the father.
I think it's somewhat of a myth. I feel like I would have to do some research, because I think I read once that there's no proof that happens outside of captivity. That all of the that happens is in captivity. But I don't know if that's true. I just remember reading that at one point.
Maybe they just do that in desperation.
Yeah, I don't know. I know a lot of animals like undergo like really stressful situations while in captivity, like the orcas in SeaWorld, back when SeaWorld had orcas, like their fins would tilt and that was like a sign of stress. I was told all my life that it is illegal to kill a praying mantis, and that actually is a myth. It's not illegal to kill them. I don't know why you would, but it's not illegal.
It's against the law to kill a bug.
Yeah, I thought it was because it was, like, really endangered or something. But it is, and it is endangered, but, like, it's not to that extent where it would be illegal to kill one. I'm not going to kill them, though. They're cute. I love them. They're so good. They eat bad stuff. They're kind of like possums. To the insect world, they are what possums are to the mammal world.
Possums that bug my parents because they eat all the trash.
Possums are really good. They're like immune to a lot of rabies and they eat ticks. So they're good for the environment. But my mom hates them. My mom is so scared of possums.
Not that my parents are scared of possums. It's because a bunch of possums keep coming and eating our trash before my dad can pick it up. I mean, like, before my dad can pick up the trash bands, like, bags, like, right when he's about to take the trash right out to the trash can, he's just, like, getting his shoes on because he, like, left the bags outside to get his shoes on. Then, like, suddenly a possum walks up and...
Oh, they, like, wait for you, huh?
We could talk about animals and bugs and creatures all day. But before we're out of time, I just wanted to share a couple poems because it is National Poetry Month. And like Mashuda, I've been enjoying poetry. And I'm trying to read at least one poem per day for the month of April, since it's National Poetry Month. And so we have a stack of poems at the main desk that people can pick up when they borrow stuff from the library. And I grabbed a couple. And these are all from Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets. There might be some from the adult version.
Poem. Keep a poem in a pocket and a picture in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed. A million things will...
and so on.
...will sing to you. A dozen dreams will dance to you at night when you're lying in bed. I feel like I skipped something. So keep a picture in your pocket and a poem in your head, and you'll never feel lonely at night when you're in bed.
Yay.
I had to memorize the poem 5 years in a row for school.
Wow.
So I know it by heart.
Got it. So this is a different book that doesn't have that poem in it, but Poem in Your Pocket Day is a day in April. I forget the exact date, but I will find that. And the idea is on that day that you're supposed to bring a poem or more around in your pocket and give it to somebody that you come across. Pretty fun. And so this book, Poem in Your Pocket for Young Poets, is filled with poems that are just a sheet that you can fold up pretty easily and put in your pocket. So they're nice and short.
Oh, that's so cool. It's not that good for COVID though.
That's no, that's okay. You can paper airplane it to someone. So I'll read one of my favorites that I probably read on the radio every year. And it is called They Loved Paperclips. It's by Lisa Jarnot. And this is a poem that in the early days of Bound by Books, Quinn and I used to read poems all the time. And we like to try to read this in one breath because it's a run-on sentence. Okay, so I'm going to try. It's called They Loved Paperclips. They loved harmony, they loved anthills, they loved food and cookies and harpoons. They loved the sound of laces of the shoes and snow. They loved the snow on Thursdays and the rain. And when they met, they loved that too, and igloos and the trees and things to mail and chlorine. And they loved the towels for the beach and hot dogs in the pool. And also when the wind rose up, they loved the ceiling and the tide. And then they loved the sky. I didn't make it that time. I took a breath. I'm sorry I failed you. But I love that poem. It's just really fun to read.
It's too long to do it in one breath. Don't pressure.
I have done it. It's just I did not take a deep enough breath this time.
The one poem I always think about around National Poetry Month is like The Hollow Men by T.S. Eliot. And it's solely because it is used in probably one of the scariest, most dread-inducing episodes of a children's TV show I've ever seen. And it's if any of you remember R.L. Stein's Haunting Hour, it was like a modern Goosebumps, but it was so scary.
That's cool. Is that a short poem?
It has like 5 parts, but the part that really matters is the first part, so it's not that long.
Maybe on a
future
episode.
Would you like me to read it? I can read it in a future episode, probably.
Yeah. Why don't you check it out for a future one?
Maybe I can rewatch the episode and see if it's really as scary as I remember it being.
Yeah.
Then I can talk about that too.
Mm-hmm. That'd be fun. So I'll read a couple more. So this one is called Metaphors by Sylvia Plath. I'm a riddle in 9 syllables, an elephant, a ponderous house, a melon strolling on 2 tendrils, a red fruit, ivory, fine timbers. This loaf's big with its yeasty rising, money's new minted in this fat purse. I'm a means, a stage, a cow in calf. I've eaten a bag of green apples, boarded the train. There's no getting off. And I'll read one more by Edna St. Vincent Millay called Afternoon on a Hill. I will be the gladdest thing under the sun. I will touch 100 flowers and not pick one. I will look at cliffs and clouds with quiet eyes, watch the wind bow down the grass and the grass rise. And when the lights begin to show up from the town, I will mark which must be mine and then start down. I like that one. It reminds me of spring and being outdoors in the lovely weather. So those are the few that I picked for today. I hope everyone out there reads some nice poems this month too for National Poetry Month, or at least tunes into the radio and hears some on here. Although Amelia's might scare you. Terrifying. Yeah, we're just about out of time for today, but thank you everyone for listening. We hope you have a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Bye.
Happy reading. Bye. Bye.